internet protections in the state. New York's attorney general says he'll lead a multi-state lawsuit to stop the Federal Communication Commission's rollback of the rules that guaranteed equal access to the internet. And those who support the repeal of the open internet rules say that this will be good for business and investment in telecom companies. More from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day.
All right, welcome to the Being Found Show. This is the greatest hour of all time for local and small business. I am your fill-in host, Chauncey Hallworth, and I'm filling in for Joe McKenna, who is too busy to help you today. And normally I'm the sidekick, so I'm filling in for Joe, so I got our buddy here, Jake, to fill in for me. You're the new Chauncey.
Hey, Chauncey. How you doing? Or excuse me. Hey, Joe. This is Chauncey.
Right, right.
Hey, listeners.
Right. And so normally my plan for filling in with Joe would be to answer questions off of line and answer phone calls. But given that the year is almost up, I decided to review what has changed in online marketing in 2017 and really what we should expect in 2018. And there's been, you know, quite a few changes. So really, the topic is what's changing in online marketing in 2018 and what small businesses can do about it. You know, technology moves so quick, it's hard for a small business to really wrap their brain around. Like, you know, let's say I have a small contracting business. You know, what does technology really have to do with me? And these big things in the news, how can they really affect my business? And I don't know if you've ever heard of Moore's Law. Anybody?
No.
Moore's Law is the observation that the number of transistors in a dense integrated circuit doubles approximately every 2 years. And it's named after Gordon Moore, the founder of Intel. And so whenever we talk about how technology doubles every 2 years, this is where it comes from. It's specifically geared towards transistors, but it's actually slowed, but it's different for all forms of tech. And so tech is just moving incredibly quickly, and it's hard for a small business to really realize how tech can really affect them. So in each of our following segments, you know, after commercial breaks and commercial breaks, we're going to be covering some of the biggest changes that affect small business for the upcoming year and what you can do about it. But first, before we get on to that, there are, of course, tons of honorable mentions, things that just either don't really affect small business just yet, or things that maybe were big last year that have not changed but are still heavily influential this year. And we'll go over a couple of those right now before we get to the meat. One of the big, huge things is virtual reality. Surely you've seen this all over the place. It's big for video games. It's going to be huge this year for consumers. Just massive, because like even in local bar here, they set up virtual reality, and you can go in there and see people drinking beers and strapped to some sort of headset thing and playing video games up on the wall. I'm not sure how much effect this has on small business, maybe if you're a bar at this point, or you're a virtual reality company, which there are ones here in Reading. But it probably doesn't have a huge amount of effect on marketing. And another one is augmented reality, which is going to be absolutely huge this year. For those of you that don't know the difference between virtual and augmented reality, do you know what augmented reality is?
I am familiar with it, yeah.
And so for those of you listeners who don't know, augmented reality is like when you look at your phone and you see reality, through your camera lens, but something else is happening to it. Like a big one this year that's all over the TV is some sort of lightsaber battle thing where you put on the thing and you're actually fighting somebody with lightsabers in your living room.
Well, I haven't seen that. I just had my first experience with virtual reality a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so it was my first time. And I can tell you, it'll trip your brain out.
Yeah.
I was looking off a cliff, and I know full well I'm standing in a office, but I'm looking off a cliff, and I'm afraid of heights, and I had to take them off. I was like, that's enough. This is too real.
Well, it's really kind of amazing the amount of slight sensory change that can happen to match your visuals. Like Disneyland, Star Tours, I think, is kind of a prime example. That people go, first they basically get in the box and they got the screen in front of them and they take the ride. But the box is only slightly moving and slightly shaking. But given the match between the visuals and the slight movement of the box they're in, it feels like so much more is going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Another one, probably not too exciting for your average understander of marketing, is cognitive AI marketing. Like artificial intelligence, predictive analytics, and machine learning. So this is going to be huge in the next year, that basically marketing companies are going to use data to figure itself out and come up with marketing plans. But this is really just at the top companies, the Amazons, the Walmarts now. One from last year that's definitely going to continue is mobile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mobile has it officially outdid desktops in usage and search earlier this year. And during the Christmas season, it officially outdid desktops for sales and e-commerce.
Hmm.
So mobile is basically the new computer.
Yeah, and several of our clients are at that tipping point of 50-60% right now.
Right.
For mobile users.
Yeah, it's I don't know if anybody's a Star Trek fan, but man, it's not a mobile phone anymore. They shouldn't even call it a phone. It's a tricorder. You know, I'm not sure what the tri is courting, but it basically is the thing where you ask the guy anything. So I'm hanging out with friends last night, and we're talking about old 80s cartoons, and some guys just all, what's that cartoon with the guy with the power of the bear? And all I had to do was type in cartoon power of the bear, and I got it.
Yep.
It was terrible. Looked terrible. Of course, high-quality, engaging content. This has been going up over the years. For those of you that don't know, SEO used to be flooded with just terrible, terrible content, and it worked. And slowly over the years, Google has been figuring out a way to make quality content that humans want to read important. Blockchain and Bitcoin, you know, blockchain specifically, but Bitcoin is a good example of what blockchain is. It's going to be huge, of course, through the next year. Blockchain is basically that. So in the case of Bitcoin, you have a virtual representation of money, and each one of those virtual representations of money carries its own ledger or spreadsheet that tracks all the others as well. And that's what the blockchain is. It does comparisons between these ledgers, between all these individual pieces of information. Blogging is back, although I don't think it ever left, but everybody says that it left, but blogging is definitely back.
I'm actually on Internet Live Stats right now, and so far today we've got about 2 million blogs written just today.
Just today?
Just today.
It's like 9:13.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's your proof for you. And then the final in our honorable mentions is chatbots. These are automated chatbots, you know, to help answer questions. And a prime example would be that Facebook actually released a chatbot to help single people who are, not single relationship-wise, but people who are running their own small business individually. And so when we come back, we're going to cover a few of the changes in online marketing that really can help you as a small business, and we're going to cover how they can help you. So come on back. You're listening to the Being Found Show, the most important hour for small business on the radio ever.
Hi, this is Pam Dahl. On behalf of our family, we would like to recognize all veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces during this holiday season. Many who serve are not able to be with their loved ones during this special time of year. As a military family, we understand the sacrifices made by the ones serving, their spouse, children, and parents during the holidays. We are forever grateful to these families and sincerely wish each of you a safe and joyous holiday season. Merry Christmas and blessings to all.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Sheriff Tom Basenko, Supervisor Les Baugh, Redding Kia, and Veterans Diesel.
Twin River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous special holiday buffet on Monday, December 25th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, ham, steamed clams, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11. Children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, filling in for Joe McKenna, who is, I think, helping his son fix a car, which is a beautiful father-son moment, so we're not going to take that from him. You know, the beauty of having people help you is that people help you. And this is the Being Found Show, and we're discussing what is changing in online marketing in 2018 and what small businesses can do about it. That's really the important point here. Is what small businesses can do about it. You know, a lot of this stuff is all over the news and everybody says, oh my gosh, this is happening. But none of them are telling you really how or why this even slightly affects you. So our first topic that we're going to dig into is live video streaming. Live video streaming is just growing. It was already big last year and it's just getting bigger and bigger. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, they already have integrated live video capabilities in their channels, and other platforms are expected to follow, and it is just going to be huge. It's so big that it affected the presidential debates, it affected the Oscars, local news is all over it, and people are sharing their own personal experiences. One reason why it's really kind of important is that there seems to be some truth to that all these platforms like Facebook, YouTube, Instagram are playing favorites in their own searches and what they're serving up to live video. Which really makes sense that if you have a business and you're offering a new service, that you're going to be offering, you know, you're not only helping the people who are using the service by getting it out there so they say, oh, great, I did something that matters. But you're also helping other people to use the service. So it kind of is a double whammy. It's marketing and fulfilling the deal. And, of course, another reason why search engines and everything in general like it is the content is fresh and it's new. It's what's happening now. And it's everything, basically, that a search engine wants to serve up. They want new now and with it. Because bottom of the line, people want new now and with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the topic, of course, what does this mean for small businesses and how do you use it? I would say that the most important thing that live video streaming does for a small business is it gets you to use video and your social media.
Mm.
It makes it incredibly easy. You know, people no longer really expect highly produced video because of this. Thanks to years of reality TV and then now live video on social media.
And all those YouTube stars that just had cell phones.
Yeah, all those YouTube. Yeah, exactly. So now when your average viewer goes, they don't really expect this highly, highly produced, panoramic video. They expect a human being to be doing it. And so this gives small businesses an opportunity to get out there and be able to do it and to involve themselves with their social media and to make it incredibly easy. So let's say you're building a home or let's say you've finished a painting or anything like that. You know, you can share that and you can do it immediately and you don't really have to worry about production value other than holding your hand straight and having some idea of what you're talking about.
Yeah, and Facebook favors the live video so much. I teach at CloudWise Academy,
yep.
And I did a video just before our last class. And to be clear, it was kind of a bad video. I didn't really know what I was doing. I kind of fumbled through it. And looking at the metrics, it was viewed something like 95% more than any of the other videos we had ever created.
Yep.
So Facebook wants to share those live videos, and they make sure they do.
Right. Yeah, according to Facebook, users spend 3 times more time watching live video than pre-recorded video. Hmm. And comment 10 times more often.
Well,
so the engagement is up there, the viewership is up there, and so there's really very little reason not to do this. You know, of course, you're going to want to keep it classy. You know, you don't want to be shady on there. You still want to represent your business. So if you have a hard time not dropping expletives when talking, you might want to work on that.
Well, you know me, Chauncey.
Totally. Yeah, well, you know me, Jay. I do have a hard time not doing it, you know. You know, don't stop your regular posting. You know, you still want to post. And that's kind of what I started this out with, is like it gives people a chance to get involved with doing social media on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's be honest, most successful business owners have put years into being a successful business owner.
Yep.
Meaning, for one, they're older. For two, they sacrificed a lot of their social life. So they're not, a lot of the time, they're not hugely skilled when it comes to social media, and they're not hugely skilled when it comes to cell phones.
Yeah.
Or at least the more advanced aspect of cell phones. And so this will be kind of an opportunity for them to get into that and realize how important it could be.
In fact, the opportunity is huge because you, in your, whatever your business is, the less adept to technology you are, your competitors are probably in the same boat as you. And, I mean, you have a shot to do something no one else in your industry is doing.
Yeah, absolutely. If you are already somewhat successful, you are running with your peers, and you are probably a good example. you know, as far as the people that you're dealing with. So don't stop your regular posting. Get that out there, you know, continue that. But don't post video too often. You know, I would say once or twice a week, you know, to post your live video, and then support that with your text content. Now, things to share. I have this problem with social media. I don't use it as often as I should, mainly because I find it hard to believe that anybody cares what I had for breakfast. You know, I find it hard to believe, in this world, this political climate, I find it hard to share my opinion on anything. Because of these, you know, this trolls and stuff. And even outside of, you know, political views, which mine would be mostly questions, I'd be curious about what people thought. Not trying to tell them, but, I mean, the fight that could possibly ensue. But even talking about a movie that I liked or anything like that, it can get really combative mm-hmm. out there. So I don't use it as much as I should. But if you really... I do help businesses do it, and I'm stupid for thinking that, you know, because as I help businesses do it, it's good for their business that these people are involved in and doing their thing, you know. So I think we can all attest to the fact that we're really good at giving other people advice. But sometimes it's hard to follow our own right. when it comes to, like, think about relationships. You know, you can look at another relationship and say, oh, yeah, they should totally do this, that, and the other thing. But then you look at your own and you're all, I don't know what to do. You know, it's crazy. So what should you share on Facebook for your business as a live video? You know, what are some of the things? So successes. Share your successes, especially if they're not your successes. If there's the successes of your clients or the successes of your employees, you know, share these things. I had the idea. I was working for a web building company, and I had the idea that every time we launched a website, we needed to have a pizza party and blow up social media with our pizza parties. And then people will be, oh, what's up with all these pizza parties? And then it will be because we're getting stuff done. That's why we're having so many pizza parties. Of course, anything you do that's helping the community, you know, that's always great to share. And anything that's inviting others to help the community, it's a great way to get your brand out there. It's a great way to help the community and help yourself at the same time. Down the lines of success is, you know, any happy family news for your business family. Anything that conveys that your business is a family that is working hard to help people. So if there's a new baby, if there's somebody gets promoted, any of those things that can really show the community that your work is important to you and that you're proud to be working together to help them, mm-hmm. you know, and those are really sorts of things that you can share with live video without going overboard. Now there are one-offs, things you can do once and reuse, you know, tour the facility, stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know, but you don't want to tour the facility once a week. Probably just do that once, stick it to the top or something. Embed it on your website, and you're done. You know, you're getting some work done. But so live video is going to keep going. It's going to keep dominating search. And here's the SEO aspect. Those who listen to the show know that I'm mainly an SEO. And the SEO aspect that also helps is video in general gives you backlinks. Mm-hmm. And video, when Google serves up search, they like to serve up diverse searches. If you take a look, you can see that there's the map pack. There's organic searches. There's maybe some products over to the right. There's some video. So if you have video and you're showing up in the search, you are knocking your competitors further down. You are taking up more real estate and are therefore more likely to be clicked. Because, as Joe says, if you're not being found, who is? All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. When you come on back, we'll be talking about more changes in digital and online marketing for 2018.
During this holiday season, we want to thank all of our veterans and active military for defending our freedoms in areas all around the world. Every day, these brave men and women put themselves in harm's way so we may all enjoy the American way. I'm Joe Comente, Executive Director of the Shasta Builders Exchange and the Trade School. On behalf of our staff, members, and students, we want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a happy and safe New Year. God bless you, and thank you for your service.
Hey, music lovers. Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the rhythm sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are also thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and a hearty thanks to the people who were and are willing to give their life and live their life to make and keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. We are discussing what is changing in online marketing in 2018 and specifically what small business can do about it. I am your host, Chauncey Hallworth, filling in for Cloudwise Joe, and filling in for me
is Jake.
Right. And I'm sorry if I seem so nervous. It's because all you out there are so good looking. All right, so our next topic that we're going to cover that is definitely going to be a change, and this one is extra interesting because I bet you it's one of those things that small businesses are totally thinking, well, what does that have to do with me? And the change is screenless SEO. Mm. This probably makes absolutely no sense to anybody, but screenless SEO is for all of those devices like Hey Google and Alexa and all those speech devices that you ask them questions and they hang out in your living room and they tell you stuff and do stuff. So the forecast is that 22 million Amazon Echo sales in 2017 alone here in the United States, wow, and 66 million U.S. households will have them by 2022. I bet you that number is going to be higher. But,
oh, yeah.
But even 66 million U.S. households. Now, that's households. So if you think of the population now is shy of 400 million, there's a couple of those people in same houses. We're looking at a lot of households.
Yep.
We're looking at like...
huge percentage.
Right. We're looking at like TV level of households. So a big effect that that's going to have is changes in the way we buy. You know, there's more online sales, of course, already happening. And now it's just going to be all the easier for us to yell at our machine. You know, this Thanksgiving, I go down to my in-laws, and they have one of these things, right? And the really interesting thing about it was how their kid talks to it. Yeah, their kid talks to it like it's an idiot, you know. So if there is going to be some sort of AI attack, it's definitely the next generation because, you know, just the tone in this kid's voice, it's like totally demeaning towards the poor Google device. You know, Yolanda, my wife's sister, she's very polite to it. She's nice to it. She kind of treats it like a member of the family. She says please and thank you to the thing, which is equally as funny on the opposite side.
Yeah.
But my point of saying that is that these are called informal search queries. So this is how this is going to affect small business and local business. People are going to start searching using their devices, and they're going to use informal search queries. You know, over the years, we have kind of learned to use search engines.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned how to type things to get the results that we want. And search engines in tow have changed to match that.
Yeah.
You know, a good example for people to really kind of understand how technology changes us and we change technology at the same time is movies. Now, we kind of take movies for granted, but movies are really only about 100 years old, maybe 120 at this point. In the beginning, when movies first started, they would show people on a porch playing the banjo. It was a weird time back then. So they're sitting on the porch playing the banjo, and then they'd show a bunch of riders on horses coming across a field. And then they'd show the people on the porch playing the banjo again. In the beginning, people had never seen a movie before, so they didn't know to make the connection that these riders were riding towards the banjo. No story had been told this way before, right? Books don't tell it this way. Stage performances didn't tell it this way. It's only movies that set up the shot. Here's what's happening. Here's what's coming. Here's what's happening. And we put those together that they're coming
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as people learned to watch movies, we also learned to show them movies, and that's the way movies really evolved in the storytelling process. And it's going to be the same for informal search queries. So even at this point with my in-laws who are, you know, I don't know, maybe 5 years older than my wife and I, and definitely not tech savvy, they are talking to this thing in a very natural way. And so this is going to change what search is. So like if you were looking for sushi restaurants in Reading, in type, you might type in sushi restaurants or best sushi in Reading. And then we tend to go to the site or the Google My Business and we look for the time. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In voice, we might say, hey, Google, what time does the local sushi restaurant open? Or how early can I go get some sushi?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be asking entirely different questions. And so what this really does for small business is we need to optimize our websites to deliver content in the ways that people are asking for it. That is for you mass of, you know, for you hundreds of thousands of hardcore, loyal, Being Found listeners out there. You know that Being Found is all about making yourself available and providing the outlets to the consumers that we want to serve. Now, we might think that how does this affect local and small business? Well, my in-laws have one, and I'm a local guy. Everybody's going to be using these things to search. So it definitely affects you, and it's really based on our comfort with it. So let's get into specifically how do we deal with it as a small business.
I was about to ask that question.
How?
Was
I boring you?
No, I mean, I just I didn't want to get too specific, more specific than you planned on getting. But, you know, in search, you have an idea of the key phrase that people are typing in because you can look at Google and see the key phrase that people are typing in.
Mm-hmm.
Then what you have to do is make sure Google understands this is what this page is about and make that connection.
Right.
Is the data available yet for voice search, and how do we find it, and how do we optimize for that?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. So brand recognition is going to be hugely important in situations, even for local business. Because when I say my brand, that's what's going to come up, and I'm going to know these brands, and I'm going to want to do them. And that's going to make search very easy with screenless search, to know brands and then get into contact with them. So at this point, optimizing for what's called Google Home is the search algorithm or search engine that Google is using for home. The results are not geared towards shopping unless you ask specifically. So one good way to really utilize that is to answer people's questions that pertain to your industry and really help them. Because inevitably, well, my dryer died a couple years back. And my wife and I took this thing apart, and we looked it all up online, and we got some help from some local people online, and we couldn't put it back together. And so we ended up calling one of those people that was giving us the help that we were reading about to do the thing. You know, we ended up contacting them.
Yeah.
So putting your information out there and helping people help themselves, they're going to do that anyway. They might as well be doing it on your site so that when the stuff hits the fan, they call you for the help because that's where they're already at. They know you're local, and then you're there. Another way that we can really do it is, well, I think an obvious one is to get one and use it. That's going to help you understand how people are asking for things. And it's going to help you to understand how people would be asking for things that pertained to your industry. Once again, this is happening, and it is happening for small and local business. And then a final thing would be to provide audio transcriptions of your websites. So with websites, an up-and-coming thing for search is accessibility, helping people with disabilities interact with your website. And there are quick links at the top of your website. And so if in these quick links you had a link that said, listen to the audio transcription of this website, word that better, but, you know, somebody could, from their device, play that, and then you'd be able to listen to your smooth, chocolatey voice telling them something great.
And that's why you should hire Chauncey. He's got that.
I do have a smooth, smooth voice.
I can't believe this show's only an hour. We could talk for an hour about all of these subjects.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. All right, well, you're listening to The Being Found Show, the greatest hour of radio for small business ever. Come on back.
This is Justin Locke from Veterans Diesel. I'd like to wish all of our veterans and men deployed overseas a Merry Christmas. I know it's hard this time of year being away from your families, but we all appreciate your sacrifice. And come on down to see us at Veterans Diesel, where we offer 10% off labor to all our veterans and law enforcement and first responders.
A movie, a party, an experience. This December 17th at the Cascade Theater, starting at 6 p.m., music with Linda Bott and her Jingle Elves, with Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kahlen, and Joe Larson, playing your favorite Christmas songs in the lobby before the classic movie begins, Miracle on 34th Street. The night begins with good old-fashioned fun, themed drinks for all ages, and an ugly sweater contest, and more. You may even win a beautiful piece of jewelry donated by Devon's Jewelers. There will be a visit from Santa, plus other surprises. Come join us at the Cascade Theater for a classic and fun Christmas event. On the Cascade's big screen, it's Miracle on 34th Street.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Music, dancing, and more, December 17th at the Cascade Theater, beginning at 6 p.m.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Can you hit that note, Jake?
No.
All right. Welcome back to the Being Found Show. The most important radio show in the history of mankind for small and local business. So we are discussing what is changing in online marketing in 2018 and what small businesses can do about it. We already dealt with live video streaming, and we dealt with something else, screenless SEO. If you missed all that, of course, you could go to beingfound.com in a little bit and re-listen to the show. But if you want to go there right now, you can listen to the archives until it's up there. So our final topic is a topic that everybody is probably sick of. It's all over the news, and everybody's discussing it. It's net neutrality. But we're going to hit it with our spin, and our spin today is, how does this affect small and local business? So net neutrality started February 26, 2015. The FCC ruled in favor of net neutrality by reclassifying broadband as a common carrier. A common carrier is stuff like your phone, your power, stuff like that. So, for one, net neutrality started in 2015, legally. So we're looking at, what, a year and a half, 2 years, something like that. And but prior to that, everybody was fighting for it, and everybody was in support of it. And at this point right now, we're looking at something like 83% of voting Americans are in support of net neutrality. So I'm not really picking a side here, but so I can tell you that most people support net neutrality, and they try to make it a political issue. It's not. 83% of Americans means that it's well beyond any split in any sort of party. And so I forget. All right, it doesn't matter. But if net neutrality sticks, which it is now happening, we could see changes as early as next year. And so what does net neutrality mean? You know, the end of net neutrality means that ISPs, Internet Service Providers, would no longer be required to provide unlimited or unfettered access to the Internet. The end of net neutrality could end the equal speeds. Basically, to sum it up, I'm sure all of you know because it is all over the news, some websites could go faster than other websites. So what effect does this really have? One of the big effects is that it's possibly going to end the Internet of Things, IoT, because of cost. You know, when you tell your Nest or your coffee pot to come on from your car, that conceivably could cost companies money, and they could stop doing that. So what does net neutrality mean for small business? This is really the question here. I'm going under the assumption that all of you have been just blown away with the amount of net neutrality information, and so we're not going to cover a lot of that. We're just going to cover what it could mean for small business. First off, the bad. What could it mean for small business that is bad? Well, it basically means that internet service providers could create pay-to-play. I was a band guy, as many people know, and we always avoided pay-to-play situations, places where we were supposed to pay money to play at a bar, and then people show up, and we're basically paying for exposure. The reason why we avoided it is because there was no money and no future in it for small business or for small bands. And that's kind of the same case with small business. Now, as consumers, the place that we're going to really be hit with it first is probably in consuming media. You know, Netflix, Hulu, stuff like that might start an extra fee in order to stream media. But as small businesses, we might just get run under the table by these big businesses that can afford to pay to play. They'll have faster sites. And for anybody who's listened to our show, they know that bounce rate is the nemesis of conversion. You know, bounce rate is when somebody comes to your site, oftentimes it'll load too slow and they hit the back button and go on to the next guy. And the end of net neutrality could easily put a lot of small businesses in this situation. The other more nefarious bad thing that could be happening is that they could redirect you. So let's say I like John's Pizza Shop here in Reading. But let's say my internet service provider has a deal with Domino's. I could search up John's Pizza Shop, click the button, and my internet service provider could fully legally redirect me to Domino's instead, not even allowing me to go to John's. Now, this is all a possibility. And then another big possibility is anybody doing e-commerce is probably just going to get run over by it. So these are the bad things that could happen to small business based on net neutrality. The good things are, net neutrality only started in 2015, and the internet was doing just fine up until then. So the internet and internet service providers are businesses, And inevitably, if somebody offers a better service, we're more apt to go with them. So they were not really looking to piss off the entire country by ripping them off. So basically, what we're really probably in all actuality going to see is them trying to push the envelope, just like any other big business. Basically, they push the envelope, they get pushback, they reel it back in, and then they push it a little more and get some money. They get pushback and they reel it back in. You know, this is the way business in general works on the macro scale, and this is probably how we're going to see. So will this be good for your business? How could this possibly be good for a small business? For one, it depends on your industry. If you're a marketer like me and like Jake, this could probably be really good.
Because it complicates the matter?
Because it complicates the matter. It makes us all the more important. And we can have deals with ISPs and be selling these things and be middlemen and taking money from that. But if there's one thing that we've learned, you know, this might be the conspiratorial Chance talking. Anything that's good for marketers is probably not actually good. Now, as a marketer, I probably shouldn't say that. You know, maybe I'll, you know, maybe there'll be a casino-style car bomb in my car when I go out there because, you know, some nerdy marketer from down the street doesn't like the propaganda I'm spreading. But if it's good for marketers, it's probably not good for consumers. So if you're in that industry, it's probably good. So here's where it probably could help local business in general, and that's location-targeted marketing. So currently I use Waze. Are you familiar with this app?
No,
Google
not
Waze.
Familiar with it.
It's basically like Google Maps, only it's fancier.
Okay.
And there's a lot of involvement in it, and you know, you can report that there's a couch on the side of the road or that there's cops coming up and stuff like that. But it has pop-up ads that pop up at the very top based on your location. And so ISPs now can probably circumvent what you're doing with location-based ads. While that sucks for a consumer, it's probably good for local business. Because as they go driving by your shop, they could take over and basically say, come get a pizza. We'll give it to you for free if you come in right now. You know, and you can possibly get new users collecting the data of who's been there, who hasn't been there, and new people who haven't used your business could come in and get that. So there's not a lot good for local business or consumers coming out of net neutrality. But we're coming up on the end of the show here, so I have to throw in the theoretical good. And this is what the other 17% are saying, and they're right to some degree. It's important to look on the bright side. And necessity breeds invention. If these ISPs take over and start sticking it to the little guy inevitably is going to build situations that work around it. That's what we've done since the dawn of time. And that is what we will continue to do. It's just going to hurt in the meantime. So regardless of what happens here, everything's going to be okay. All right, you've been listening to The Being Found Show, the greatest hour of radio ever for small and local business. Joe says goodbye. This is Chauncey filling in for Joe. I say goodbye. That's Jake filling in for Chauncey.
So Chauncey says goodbye.
Yeah. Thanks for checking us out. Check us out online at beingfound.com.
Awesome.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says this week he signed the National Defense Authorization Act.
It is critical for Congress to pass the Clean Government Appropriations Bill that fully funds our military needs. We must not play politics with our troops. We should pass a clean funding bill and leave the politics aside.
The president also said in his weekly radio address he wants to end chain migration. Republicans working to execute their first major legislative achievement under President Trump appear to have secured the votes they need to pass a massive tax overhaul, Republican Congressman Kevin Brady.
I do know we'll be returning Monday to begin the rules process. The votes in the House and Senate will occur after that.
California Congressman Mike Thompson gave the Democrats' weekly address today. He said it's not just the middle class that gets hurt by the GOP tax plan.
Seniors, disabled Americans, and veterans all count on various tax provisions that are now in the chopping block, effectively raising their taxes.
The Republican tax overhaul would keep a popular deduction for Americans with expensive medical bills. They can deduct expenses not covered by insurance when they exceed 10% of adjusted gross income. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she hopes gender discrimination becomes a thing of the past.
I hope that every remaining barrier, every legal or attitudinal barrier that still exists that tells a young girl you can't do that because you're a girl, or makes that girl think that, we tear down once and for all.
What is now the third largest wildfire in California history continues to grow and threaten thousands of homes. A blaze northwest of Los Angeles grew by 3,000 acres overnight and has charred some 259,000 acres. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
The state of Delaware has settled a lawsuit over the deadly prison riot last February. Here's correspondent Mike Rotti.
The state of Delaware has agreed to pay over $7.5 million to settle a lawsuit over the February inmate riot at Delaware's maximum security prison in which a correctional officer was killed. 11 plaintiffs, including 6 Department of Corrections employees and relatives of slain officer Stephen Floyd, will share the $7.55 million settlement.
As correspondent Mike Rossi reporting, the U.S. government has posted a 7th straight monthly increase in the number of people arrested or denied entry along the Mexican border, proving that the president's efforts to shore up the border are bearing fruit. Customs and Border Protection said on Friday that denials of entry at official crossings and border arrests reached more than 39,000 in the month of November, and that's more than double the nearly 16,000 registered back in April. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. U.S. industrial production rose 0.2% in November due to a rebound in extracting oil and natural gas.
The Federal Reserve says mining activity increased 2% last month, while manufacturing activity rose 0.2%. Production of machinery and primary metals contributed to gains in the factory sector, while the overall growth for industrial output largely came from restarting oil and natural gas drilling. Production at utilities fell 1.9%.
As correspondent Jeremy House, health officials say the Deep South is among the hardest hit regions of the country so far this flu season. In its latest update on influenza, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta identifies 7 states reporting widespread flu activity, and all but one are in the South. Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Virginia. and the other state is Massachusetts. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
My darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. Christmas is coming up. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Sean.
Hello.
How are you doing, Sean?
Pretty good.
Are you a big fan of Christmas?
Middling. You know, it's okay.
Did you not get the presents you wanted when you were little?
No, Christmas is great. It's excellent. I'm generally more excited about my birthday, which is 4 days before Christmas.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, you've got everything. You've got gift-giving and all that, but it's like, it's all centered around me.
Right.
So it's kind of, it's basically Christmas, but better.
So you'll be turning 12 or what? How old will you be?
I will be 25.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Almost a grown-up.
Yeah.
You know, your parents only have like 10 more years until you're no longer a burden on them. I saw in the news that kids live with their parents off and on until 35.
Interesting.
Which, you know, having three of my own children really sort of puts a damper on my future.
I'm not sure I like the way this conversation is starting out.
All right. So, speaking of Christmas, I am a fairly, just to tell the radio audience, I look like a lumberjack. You know, I'm a good 100 pounds overweight. I wear a lot of plaid. Mm-hmm. I have a beard.
Yeah.
I have long hair. I'm gray. I'm a lumberjack.
Yeah.
I'm fairly confident with my sexuality. You know, I don't really care if somebody's just all like, oh, what's up, you know, and or making fun of me or anything like that. No matter what, except there's something about my car. So when I was younger, I used to deliver pizzas in my wife's baby blue convertible Bug, and I used to just like hate to pull up to places. I'd be like, oh god, you know. And so now I was thinking about that while buying coffee on the way down here, and now I drive a neon green Kia. It's actually alien green Kia, and my wife every year, for one, she's named our car Midorima after an anime about kids who play basketball.
Okay, as you do.
Right. And then, so now my wife has put a Rudolph horns and nose on my alien green Kia I drive around.
Aw.
And so I was buying my coffee and I was thinking to myself, oh man, remember when I used to have to drive that baby blue Bug around and deliver pizzas? And I'm all, well, you know, at least I don't deal with that anymore. And then I'm walking out and I'm all, well, I do have the alien green Kia with the thing and stuff. I'm all, but what do I care? What do I care? And I'm putting my keys into my car.
What do you care?
Yeah, I'm putting my keys into my car, and I hear this nice reindeer horns. And I turn around, and there's this guy in a normal car looking at me with this big crap-eating grin on his face and basically obviously making fun of me. And then I told him that they grew overnight.
He might have been sincere. I don't know.
No, he definitely had a look on his face like,
I like reindeer horns.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess that's the extent of my story, is that it came back around to bite me.
So clearly you're not over it.
I'm not. I have some sort of trauma, apparently, you know.
This was earlier today, or?
This was like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Well, that's understandable.
The wound is still fresh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can. Oh, well, I see that you have the coffee.
I do. Right. I just bought it. And on top of that, it was cold in there, so they gave it to me for free. So I'm drinking room temperature coffee.
Yeah, well, that's reasonable. I guess I can give you a pass on caring about that.
Well, I, you know,
if it had happened at like 2, I would be like, kind of weird, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to tell you that I don't really care that much.
Oh, okay.
I more care on a humorous level.
Oh.
Because I think it's funny when, you know, I don't know. I think the whole world is kind of weird in that way. Like people will be, you know, oh, quit being such a girl. And my response is, I wasn't aware being a girl was an insult. My mom was a girl, and she seemed all right with it. So it's like, you know. And so we live in this world where people yeah. seem to have these attitudes. And so I more make fun of them out of, I more joke about them out of making fun of the people who do those sorts
okay.
of
well,
things.
Okay, well, I'm glad we thoroughly got into the bottom of this joke.
Well,
so.
Well, I'm also thinking about this sort of double standardness of the situation because, you know, one of my daughters came home and she had split up with her boyfriend and apparently the boyfriend referred to her as a, how do I convey this word? It sounds a lot like horror.
Right. Okay.
Right.
I think I've got it. I've worked
woman,
it out.
And like she's like a 16-year-old girl and stuff like that. And I'm just all like, oh, God. So
what a jerk.
What a total jerk. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you know, she's not like that at all. But even if she was like that. Okay. I gotta say,
yeah,
you know, there's a massive
then
double standard.
Then she would be like a guy,
right? You know, right, exactly. There's this massive double standard
yeah.
in this world where you know, don't hate the players, hate the game, or I don't know,
or something.
Yeah,
the but, world in which we live.
So I don't know, but
yes.
I am a huge fan of Christmas.
Right. Well, we came back around to that.
We did. We did.
I see, but. Yeah, I mean, I think I would
appreciate Jared the engineer just thumbs down to Christmas. You're a humbugger?
Yeah.
What's up with that? How do you hate Christmas? Get on that mic. Tell me why you hate Christmas.
All the decorating.
You don't like all the decorating?
I hate the decorating.
Do you have to do the decorating, or you just don't want to look
at it? I was just doing it for like 2 hours right before I got here.
And that doesn't fill you with Yuletide happiness?
No. It fills me with having to go up in the attic and pull down a bunch of boxes.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed you censor yourself in mid-sentence there. What Jared needs, apparently, is a bunch of eggnog,
yeah.
you know, to really bring this around.
He needs a bunch of little who's shrieking a song in his ear. To
right. Like. Well, our show is syndicated out to a paranormal blog network online called Para-X, the Para-X Network.
That's true.
And today's host, or guest... I'm today's host. Today's guest is a host of another show.
Oh, really?
On there. Yeah. Ra Castellotto. And
right.
he's the host of Spiral Radio. And okay. he's going to talk to us about the astral plane.
Yeah. Well, I think I mentioned last time that I've been trying to get into astral projection. Hadn't gotten, you know,
yeah,
very
we were talking
far.
Last week. That...
Yeah, but I'm very excited if he has any, you know, pointers.
Well, I, you know, his whole show is really about this.
Yeah.
You know, so if
astral
he doesn't have any pointers.
For dummies. So.
Right. If he doesn't have any pointers, you know, he's, you know,
yeah.
needs to diversify his topics.
No pressure.
No, no. But, yeah, no, I was listening to his show, and it is entirely what the show is about. And, you know, he has guests on that deal with that topic. And so, you know, I...
Do the guests call in, or do they project themselves into the studio?
While we may have learned a lot about astral projection, I don't know how much we know about miking it, so you might want to keep your cynicism to a dull roar there, Sean.
All right. I just said I've been trying to do it.
I'm just messing with you. All right. So when we come back, we have our guest, Ra Castellotto from Spiral Radio. You're listening to... Radio Wasteland.
Department store. A gang of kids came over and loved me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. My tuber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
During this holiday season, Powerhouse Solar is proud to salute our troops. Hi, this is Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. This is a difficult season to be away from family and friends, and we at Powerhouse Solar appreciate all you do for our country. Merry Christmas from all of us at Powerhouse Solar.
Welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our topic tonight is going to be the astral plane. So, you know, Sean, let's talk about your attempts at astral projection. Have you tried this in the last week?
Not really. I was out of town and slept fitfully, so it was kind of, you know, you really need, in my experience, which as someone who's never actually successfully done it is limited, you need... you know, a lot of hours of sleep, and you need to, like, kind of structure it to make it work. Yeah. At the very least, that's how it is for lucid dreaming. Like, if I have 5 hours of sleep, I can't lucid dream. If I get, like, 8, yeah, I can, but I've got to, like, set up alarms and stuff so I wake up in the middle of the night and, like,
right,
and do that. And I gather it's, like, you're trying to get into that same kind of state where you're sort of awake and sort of asleep, and so that, you know, it's the same type of thing. Now, our guest, you know, may be a total pro at this and come on and
yeah,
do it without even doing that. But
I don't even know if I'm really capable, you know. I've tried meditating a couple
times. Well, you don't get enough
sleep. I don't get enough sleep, and I feel like you have to be one of those people who is healthy, you know, physically healthy, mentally healthy. It's like, you know, you got to be there.
I'm not mentally healthy, but...
Well, I don't know. Are you stressed a lot?
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, not by real things, just by, I mean, our neurotic listeners may be able to identify with this, but, like, on the way traveling back, it took a little while to find, like, the Uber driver in Seattle. It was kind of hard to get with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I still, like, feel vaguely sick about that a couple days later. So, like, that's sort of how I deal with stress, and it's not really very healthy. So,
well,
I am stressed about that quite a bit.
That might be part of, you know, your problem with astral projecting.
Because
me, I really feel like I just can't. I feel that one thing that has greatly eluded me in my life is contentment.
Sure.
You know, I feel like I'm constantly thinking about the other things that I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm constantly thinking about all the stuff that will pull me out of being, I don't know, ready to let go. You know, I don't let go of anything. You know, I'm constantly feeling like my life is in shambles, even though, you know, frankly, it's really not. But I feel like it's in shambles.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, I can definitely... I don't even know how I'm able to lucid dream, considering all that baggage.
So you are able to lucid
dream. But I am able to lucid dream, and I learned how to do that so I wouldn't have nightmares all the time.
Well, my understanding is that lucid dreaming is not a far cry from astral projection. I mean, controlling what you're seeing in the astral plane.
Sort of, I think. And you're right, they are generally seen as very similar and sort of lumped together. So with lucid dreaming, there's sort of two ways to do it. There's, what are the acronyms again? I think it's WILD and MILD. WILD being wake-induced lucid dreaming, and MILD, I think, being mnemonic-induced lucid dreaming, something like that.
Right.
And so with wake-induced lucid dreaming, which is not the type I'm used to doing, you sort of fall asleep without forgetting that you're awake.
Right.
And I can't really do that. What I do is mnemonic-induced lucid dreaming, which is just kind of like every so often throughout the day, I'll think to myself, you know, am I awake right now? And that habit carries over into my dreams, and that's how I make that happen.
Right.
And so I think astral projection is much more similar to the first method of lucid dreaming, where you're kind of going into a dream state, but you still maintain a measure of awareness, and then, you know, instead of just drifting off into a dream, you sort of, like, vacate your body.
So when you're controlling your dreams...
Mm-hmm.
Are you just sort of keeping bad things from happening, or are you, like...
No, I'm actively doing
things. You're, like, pretending that you're a winged centaur and that you have, like, servants and stuff?
I mean, that's a weird example.
Like, you have a rabbit's body with frog legs?
I don't know how you know that, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, what sorts of things are you, do you got going on?
Well, I mean, it's me, so... Normally, I'm just murdering everyone I see.
Okay. You always say these sorts of things, but is this true?
This is true.
Why do you murder people in your lucid dreaming? That's kind of a...
You can't do it in real life.
Is this something that you aspire to do in real life?
No, you. That's why I have to do it in dreams. It's very relaxing.
Okay.
It's like popping bubble wrap. I don't know.
So if I remember correctly, Joe said... that there was a character in this movie called I'm Not a Serial Killer that reminded him of you, and you, like, took offense to this. You thought, like, what? Why would I make you think of that?
Well, then I watched the movie.
And do you see
it
now?
Like, that's fair. Honestly. It's a good movie. You all should watch it. I'm Not a Serial Killer. The main character. But, you know, it's not just that. A lot of times... One thing I like is asking questions of people in lucid dreams, because they often give you, like, these weird kind of philosophical answers if you ask about, like, the meaning of life and stuff.
Mm.
And that's something, like, you know, you can take it with you.
They're not like Siri, where they say, this relationship is getting too close for me.
Sometimes the answers are, like, are rather unhelpful, but other times they're, you know, they're existentially strange and interesting, and I don't even know what to do with them. But anyway, that's what I do a lot of the time.
Okay, well, how about this? A common theme in movies, mm-hmm. when people are sleeping, they figure out that they're trapped in a dream mm-hmm. because they can't read.
Right.
Can you read in your dreams?
No, see, that's kind of, I think it's kind of a misnomer that you can't read in your dreams. I can read in my dreams. It's just, if I go back and try and read what I just read, it'll be something different. Mm. So it's very confusing, but I've definitely had dreams where I've tried to read things. I watched that movie Waking Life where they say, look at an alarm clock and the numbers will be all jumbled. It's not necessarily true. Sometimes it looks normal, like if you're expecting it to look normal. There's another thing, look at your fingers. If you've got a number other than five fingers, maybe you're dreaming.
That's freaky.
Yeah, it's interesting, but it doesn't always work, because sometimes you do just have five fingers. Here's my foolproof tell. You pinch your nose and try and breathe in through your nose.
And if you can, you're dreaming?
If you can, you're dreaming. Because, of course, your body is still lying in your bed and breathing normally. Obstructing your airways in your mind will not prevent you from breathing. And that always works. That's foolproof.
Well, I had this friend in high school who, he was at a bonfire, and some guy thought he was coming on to his girlfriend. He wasn't. But, this guy was some kind of meathead who's going to be all, what, you're talking to my girl?
Yes, as we discussed in segment one.
Right, and he socks him out.
Oh, man.
And my buddy's, like, sitting there, and, like, he finally gets up from being socked out, and he's, like, sitting on the back of a tailgate, and he finally realizes that something's wrong because he realizes he's breathing through his mouth, but his mouth is closed. And so he had basically punched his teeth through his lip, and he was, like, bleeding through breathing through the lip hole.
Oh, jeez.
Isn't that terrible? So this is the first time that this has ever happened. Our guest has canceled.
Yes.
And we don't know why.
Yeah. Trapped in a never-ending nightmare,
yeah,
presumably.
Yeah, totally. He might be. Have you seen Insidious? That's what happened there.
I have not, unfortunately.
And you're missing out. That might really be what's happening. The rest of our show is going to be covering paranormal news, so we'll cover mm-hmm. some news articles. I think when we come back, we're going to be dealing with Donald Trump and his agenda for NASA.
Yep.
Yeah. And so you're listening to Radio Wasteland. When you come on back, we're going to be covering some of the news. Donald Trump, NASA, pretty exciting. Thanks for checking us out. Come on back.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
This holiday season, shop for loved ones who don't need or want more stuff. We have green ideas to add to your shopping list here at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Give the gift that lasts all year long. Gift memberships are $10 off this month. Sponsor the animals of Turtle Bay in honor of your favorite animal ambassador through our Adopt an Animal program. Honor your loved ones by giving them a forever home on our River of Turtles. A remarkable whimsical display of personally engraved turtles are visible for all to see. For more information, visit turtlebay.org or call 242-3143.
This is Lance Beck, president of North State Security. My father, Archie Beck, the founder of North State Security, was a World War II Navy veteran, a Purple Heart recipient, and a Pearl Harbor survivor. And his meaningful, patriotic soul has been a mainstay of our company since its inception in 1968. We here at North State Security are proud when we say that over 30% of our security officers are honorably discharged veterans. As we continue our spirit of being veteran-friendly, North State encourages all men and women with a military background to seek employment with us. Whether you be in your 20s or your 70s, we would like to serve you as you have served all of us. Come be a part of making our community a safer place by calling 243-0295. That's 243-0295. Or by visiting us at 1970 Hartnell or on Facebook by searching NS Secure.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is Mayor of Anderson, Baron Browning, wishing my nephews, Tyler and Austin Nelson, and all of the troops, both home and abroad, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As a Marine Corps veteran, I want to thank you personally for your service to our great country.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University, Powerhouse Solar, Orchard Nutrition, and Dan's Optical.
Welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and Sean's brought in an article for us to discuss here. It's a hot topic. It's a hot topic for paranormal folks because it deals with NASA and the funding of NASA and what the plan is for NASA.
Precisely.
And it's a hot topic for the rest of the world because it deals with our loved by 50% and disloved by 50% president.
Yeah, except it's actually what, more like 70-30, but even so.
Well... of the voting.
Yeah, people. Of the voting.
Population. Of the voters.
Sure.
You know. Yeah. If you don't vote, frankly, you don't really get an opinion on if you like the president or not. If you didn't vote for him, you know, if you didn't vote in the election, well then, you know, you don't really get to complain.
Just packing peanuts for America.
Right.
Okay, so the topic is Trump's new directive for NASA. Mm-hmm. And I just want to point out, you know, every president does this. You give directives to all kinds of agencies, and NASA, of course, is a super high-profile, hot-button thing. So,
right.
You know, Obama had a directive, and his was...
peace in the Middle East.
Well, that wasn't NASA's job.
Right, right.
He didn't put NASA on that.
All right.
But basically, the plan there was, you know, we're not doing as much planetary stuff. You know, we don't necessarily have as much funding these days. Let's focus on... One of the big things they wanted to focus on was asteroid redirection, which is, you know, I think a pretty good idea.
Of course you do.
We're due for an asteroid at some point. But
of course you do.
It didn't actually go that well, though. You know, they weren't the
NASA
technology.
Didn't like that?
Well, they did, but, like, the missions they launched to do it, like, the technology, you know, just really isn't as there as they thought maybe it would be. So.
Well, I guess all the more reason to invest in it, I think.
Well, exactly. But anyway, the change in direction here, which honestly I don't necessarily disagree with. I mean, I think it's interesting. I don't really know what to think yet. It's basically a renewed focus on human exploration. So, like I said, in the Obama years, we kind of, you know, got into more stuff, doing stuff with robots, doing stuff with asteroids. Now it's, we want to do another moonshot, and then eventually send someone to Mars. So, that is the new plan for NASA. Now, like I said, every president does this, so, you know, who knows if that plan is going to stick around long enough to see it happen, because this is sort of a decades-long thing. But so, I would love to see someone on Mars.
What was NASA's view on this?
Well, NASA is getting a new director, and that has been a topic that is significantly, like a Trump appointee, which is a topic that's been considerably more controversial, because this is a, like, climate change denier guy, which is not always what you want in the agency that does most of the climate science.
Right, yeah.
You know, so... I guess I don't know how the rank and file are treating it, but I do know that, you know, as is common, NASA has a new head guy, so, and he's a Trump appointee, so presumably he's on board with this.
Yeah, Trump has this interesting deal of appointing people who, to the head of agencies who don't like that agency.
That is correct.
You know, it's like putting me at the head of the agency of raw tomatoes and salad. I just feel like, I don't like them. We should get rid of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it sounds like he wants the agency to be, you know, more about, we do not do this because it is easy, we do it because it is harder. I don't remember the quote.
Because it's hard.
Yeah, okay, that would make sense. And less about, you know, the climate.
Yeah, well, the thing that first
popped out
to me,
which I would tend to disagree with, but, you know, it's expected, right? It kind of is.
The bottom line, okay. Do I have time to throw this? Climate change.
Right.
Here's the bottom line.
Yes.
If you rub crap all over your bathroom, you can clean it. But if you have any respect for your bathroom, you wouldn't rub crap all over it. So who cares if climate change is real or not? Stop rubbing stuff all over your bathroom. It's ridiculous. You know, the idea that, oh, well, it's not hurting the world, so I'm just going to mess it up. You know, and who has that attitude? Why would you want to gross it up? I mean, even if it's not changing the environment, the ocean is full of plastic. I mean, who wants that? Why would you want that when you could just not throw it in there? You know, when you could intelligently...
Well,
do something else.
I mean, there are economic incentives to use fossil fuels. I'm not surprised that people want to pretend that that's fine.
But people aren't thinking that. Your average Joe on the side of the street is not thinking those things. That's not what they're thinking. Sure, big money corporations and big money politics on both sides of the aisle are thinking that.
That's
and
true.
We all know that, but we're not that guy. You know, why are we so comfortable... You know, what's this? Even a cat doesn't crap where it sleeps? I mean, what's up with that? I don't know. So, yeah, Jared, are you going to be able to not cuss while talking about this topic?
I'll try. No, I watched a show, I don't know, a year ago, and it described that if you and I are wrong about climate changing, and we still do something about it, just like you said, not crapping in the bathroom,
right?
We still live, even if we're wrong.
Right.
But if the deniers are wrong, we don't.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you might as well err on the side of caution and have a nice, pristine home while you're at it. I think we can all agree that being responsible, I mean, you can't be fiscally responsible while being some sort of weird hoarder. You got to throw out the trash and, you know, clean your stuff up, you know?
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I think climate change is basically one of the biggest issues that we've got going right now.
Absolutely. I totally.
Anything else aside, but I guess I feel like.
But
it's
I also, you know, we've totally changed topics here. but I also think it is one of our biggest topics. But I don't think it has to be one of those things where we focus all of our money into it and everybody drops everything in order to focus on this one topic. I think if we were all just kind of a little smart and a little nicer about the situation and cleaned up after ourselves and had plans to, I mean, we know that those are putting particulates in the air. We know that smog is caused by fossil fuel. So whether or not you think it's causing greenhouse warming, we know that it's causing asthma. It's causing sickness. You know, our new Surgeon General, this is how he's trying to get around it. And he's actually intelligent for going that direction because he knows that he's dealing with an administration that doesn't want to deal with that. Great. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to point out all the asthma and all the sicknesses that come from it. So it might not be causing global warming, but it is causing your kids' asthma.
Yeah. Here's my thing, though. Like, our society is, of course, heavily, heavily dependent on fossil fuels, right?
Heavily, yes.
Yes. Switching to alternative energy is a very costly endeavor that, in the short run, is going to soak everyone, right? You know, if we had a very aggressive anti-climate policy, the type of things our leading climate scientists say we need, you know, chances are your taxes are going to go up. You know, you average Joe, you're going to have to deal with that. So I think there's lots of people in this generation who said, well, my grandchildren will die, but I don't care.
You really think that's what
lots of people think that way.
I don't think people are willing to, you know, kill their grandchildren because they want to drive.
Well, they're not going to kill their grandchildren.
Well, no, you're saying
directly.
That they know that their actions are going to directly cause this. And
I think they feel comfortable ignoring the truth because it would hurt them.
Yeah, well, one thing that I thought was interesting about the beginning of this topic,
and
we were talking about the NASA agenda, was that Trump initially wanted to deal with the asteroids, and you said that you thought it was a good idea, and I said, well, of course you do, and the reason why I said that was...
That was the Obama-era policy.
Oh, wanted to deal with asteroids.
Yeah, the change is back to more of a human exploration-centric, you know, policy of space travel. Now, I would like it if we had a plan for, you know, when inevitably a killer asteroid comes along and destroys the Earth. I would like
overpopulation.
Like to be able to say, hey, check that out. Let's not go the way of the dinosaurs. But as I said earlier, it sounds like I don't know. It sounds like there wasn't as much enthusiasm for that in Congress. It's hard to say, but I think in some respects it may be shrewd to focus on human exploration because that's what, like, the average Joe cares about.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we're going to get dollars for NASA, it may be wise to focus on something that people really get fired up about, which
absolutely.
Is, let's go to Mars.
Because those other sciences are still going on,
and
they're getting funding. It's not unlike a football team for a university.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. When we come on back, we got some more news.
Baby, stop the sky, please, now it's never before. I'm gonna help you show this as incredible force. Baby, we're a team, please, no more force. McConnell Foundation wishes all active military, their families, and our local veterans who have served happy holidays. This is Shannon Phillips, Vice President of Operations for the McConnell Foundation. This time of year, Americans are serving our nation in places far from home, as they have every holiday season in our country's history. Let's remember as a community the sacrifices our men and women in uniform have made and will continue to make. The McConnell Foundation salutes our active duty and veterans by wishing you happy holidays.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are also thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and a hearty thanks to the people who were and are willing to give their life and live their life to make and keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You're a bad banana with a greasy cartoon. Welcome back to Radio Wasteland.
I love that song.
And we are dealing with some news articles. And, okay, I got a weird one for you. There seems... Okay, I was initially going to say that there seems to be a rash of these things, but I should probably not use
rash
that.
Rash is maybe fraught for this topic.
Right. There seems to be a lot of...
More than you'd think.
Celebrities saying that they've had sex with ghosts.
Yes.
So, I remember this starting out with Kesha, which, you know, everybody knows is kind of crazy. And then Natasha... Blasic? I don't know who that is, but she apparently reported having sex with the ghost. Mm-hmm. But the newest one, gotta love it, Bobby Brown.
That's right. Yeah.
The first male to come out and say that he was so desirable, somebody from the afterlife decided to hook up with Bobby Brown.
Honestly, I would have expected there to be more guys from the start because of that. Because, you know, there's sort of like this weird trophy-taking... behavior,
right?
Lots of dudes have about their sexual conquest, so why wouldn't people be saying, yeah, I mean, I've had sex with spirits.
Right. It's kind of like saying I have a girlfriend when she lives in Canada.
she doesn't go to this dimension.
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah, so Bobby Brown, you know who Bobby Brown is?
Well, I do now that you just explained it.
He was in New Edition, and then he was a solo artist. He sang My Prerogative.
Okay.
And he was married to Whitney Houston.
I know who Whitney Houston is.
And they were crackheads together. But I calls them like I see them. This is the news.
Yeah,
you know, what am I going to leave out the facts?
I just didn't expect that to be the sentence.
He is a recovered crack cocaine user.
How is that filtering in with this I had sex with a ghost thing? Are they related at all?
Generally, the world finds Bobby Brown to be ridiculous. I don't know. I might be misreading Bobby Brown's reputation, but I find him to be somewhat ridiculous.
Right.
And so he basically had bought a mansion in Georgia and had sex with a ghost. He swears he was sober and all that. But, you know, this has actually happened to normal people.
Yeah.
And there's a really famous movie about it. The Entity. Have you ever seen The Entity?
I have not, but I know of it. So.
And that was supposedly based on a real case.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, you know, the exorcist we had on discussed this kind of situation in her blog. I think some of the ghost hunters, I read their material, some of the paranormal societies we've had on. And this is a category of hauntings, as strange as it may sound.
Yeah, so let's pull ourselves back from the ridiculousness of it, and basically,
right?
You know,
it's the celebrity thing that makes it ridiculous.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. Bobby Brown makes it ridiculous, but
yeah,
you know, let's say that, you know, people who are ghost hunting often have feelings of dread.
Mm-hmm.
People who have had loved ones pass on often have feelings of calm. You know, so why would amorousness or arousal not be one of those potential feelings that somebody was getting from an entity?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about the physical touch of it, you know.
Sure.
That seems a little extreme. Although, you know, from these angers, you know, people have been slapped and scratched.
Right, I was about to say that.
And from these loving situations, people have felt held and coddled, so why not... I don't know. What words do you use for this stuff, you know?
We weren't expecting to cover this.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to.
Yeah, you know, though, this is... In our enlightened age, we laugh at this. This would not have been that strange of a report in most cultures throughout most of human history. Like much of what we cover on this show, you know. We're covering a lot of stuff that... average everyday people in the 1700s or whatever would have been like, well, sure, but only today do we find ridiculous. So the idea of an incubus, thousands of years old.
Totally. Succubus.
Incubus. Exactly. Similar situations. I'm saying this is just a thing that people report. There's plenty of... I do a lot of reading up on vampire legends. There's plenty of vampires who... historically behaved basically like a succubus or an incubus.
Yeah, I kind of felt that vampires have really sort of over-sexualized in the recent history, something that wasn't all that sexual to begin with.
It was in some places, though.
Was it?
Yes.
Because Dracula, they've really sort of sexied up Dracula.
Right,
Dracula
was gross, right. You know,
he was...
hair in the middle of the palms and kind of weird face. And what?
That's not, I mean, that's funny, but yeah,
that's
story...
That's literally how he was described.
Yeah, no, I know that, but the story was not, they portray it very much now like he had this sexual desire for Mina Harker, but really in the book he just wanted to suck her blood.
Right.
You know.
That is correct.
And so the blood sucking back in the time was like this, this metaphor for sexuality, but it was never really conveyed in that way whatsoever.
Right.
In the book, at least.
Yeah, that's very true. And, I mean, your nocturnal entity that, you know, sucks the life out of you or whatever, your unwelcome paranormal visitor in the middle of the night, that's a very, very common trope.
Yeah, it is.
Throughout sightings in history.
So I wonder if in, like... the 1400s in the Aztecs, if there was like the equivalent of Bobby Brown, like saying that he had had sex with, you know, Quetzalcoatl, and everybody's just a whatever, man. That dude's ridiculous.
Well, there was actually in New England, around that area, you know, the of Salem witch trials fame, right?
Of course,
it's a very somewhat superstitious area in this time. There was a belief that witches could bilocate themselves, and there were women who reported being sexually assaulted by the spirit of a witch who, like, had sent that spirit forth to do these dark deeds from the safety of their home.
That's what you're trying to do.
I mean...
with astral projection.
I don't have any designs on,
you know,
Bobby Brown.
Right, right. It comes around in full circle, you know. We've come back to astral projection.
We have. Somehow.
But
yeah, that's another class of it, though, and that's actually not even unique to New England. You have similar reports in Asia and so on.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's been interesting. This is our very first time of having a guest fall through, and I really feel like, you know, we brought it together pretty well.
Yeah.
Covered some interesting news topics.
Climate change, incubi, what else do you want?
Yeah.
Come on. We're not miracle workers.
Right. Although I have to say both of our news topics covered ex-reality stars. You know, we had Donald Trump and Bobby Brown.
I guess that means, like, a good 80% of the news now is concerned with an ex-reality star.
Well, I would say 50% of the celebrities out there are reality stars, it seems, because the shows are so cheap to produce. But
that is true.
All right, that's another topic. Thanks for checking out Radio Wasteland. See you next week.
Doing. What? I'm reading A Christmas Carol.
Oh, since when did you learn to read?
Oh, don't start with me.
Walter, don't start with me. We were supposed to visit my parents in Mineola. But no, we have to have a Christmas party for your friends.
My friends?
Yes, your friends.
What about your friends?
I don't have any friends.
You're right. You're right. Because you don't know how to make friends.
Merry Christmas. I don't want you back tonight.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump said in his weekly media address he would like to see a major change in U.S. immigration laws.
Under chain migration, foreign nationals can come to the United States and bring in unlimited numbers of foreign relatives. A single immigrant can begin a chain that could ultimately bring in dozens of increasingly distant relations.
In the Democrats' weekly address, it was California Congressman Mike Thompson accusing the GOP tax reform bill of favoring the